Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Friday, May 12, 2017. With me today, I have Jeff Butts. How are you, Jeff?
I'm doing fantastic, man. How are you?
I am doing great. And John Martellaro, how are you today?
Stardate 104.3 at your service.
That just kind of warms my heart.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, warms my heart, iMazing. They're our sponsor today. And we'll talk about them soon. But first, you guys kind of have me at odds internally. I guess I'm having a technological existential crisis here. So Jeff, you have me excited about the future of voice assistants. And John, you have me a little bit dismayed.
Good. And,
of course. Yeah. And I want you guys to help me sort this out. So Jeff, your take, and I'm totally doing just a fast summary here before I let you guys have at it. Jeff, your take essentially is that that voice assistants like Alexa, Cortana, Siri, these are the future. And this is something that Apple needs to be investing in a serious way. And John, your take from my perspective is that this is a space.
They're the future too. They just have to be treated very carefully.
See, you didn't let me put words in your mouth.
That's what I was. I suspected you were about to do that, which is why I jumped in.
No, I wasn't going to put words in your mouth. What I was going to say is that you don't feel like these voice assistants are at a place where they can serve us the way they should, and maybe we shouldn't be trusting them right now.
Not as much as some people would like to trust them or will be seduced into trusting them, but yeah, basically.
All right, so how do I reconcile these?
Well, we could do 45 automatics at 10 paces.
Why don't we just do paper, rock, scissors, John?
That's
less dangerous.
Philosophical discussion here on TV.
Yes, why don't we have a philosophical discussion?
Well, what happened was is that I have the same inspiration that you do. I mean, I'm a big Star Trek fan. I have always been enamored with the shipboard computer, but what got me interested in the shared vision that we both have is that I differentiate between a shipboard computer that's in a military environment that's designed to serve the crew and is completely dedicated and loyal to the ship, in the same way that Lieutenant Commander Data in The Next Generation was completely loyal to the captain and to the crew. And I'm seeing such a commercial angle behind these voice assistants wrapped in the aura of friendly assistants, but you know, everything's uploaded to the servers. And there was a link to an analytics group that's going to start inserting ads into your skills. So, you know, I see that the motivation behind these devices is not to deliver to you, you know, on your device, a self-encapsulated device that keeps your privacy, is loyal only to you, and has enough smarts and enough consciousness to know, you know, when it's being attacked or when it's being compromised.
Right.
And instead, what we have this voice recognition service that goes up to a server. They do with it what they will. Who knows where it's going from there? And that you just have to be kind of careful. And I suspect that along the way, kids and family members, as they often tend to do, become too relaxed and too laissez-faire about what's going on with these devices and what the motivations are and how technology can slowly change behind the scenes and do things that are not necessarily in their interest. It's a question of loyalty and a question of privacy. And these devices are not a shipboard computer that's totally loyal to the family. They must be used with circumspect. Mm-hmm. So that's my angle. Your turn.
Yeah. Jeff?
Yeah, I can't completely argue with that. Because, you know, your perspective has given me pause to think. I look, though, at the track records behind the companies that are developing these voice assistants. You know, yes, Amazon does collect a lot of our data. I'm always surprised. Well, I'm not surprised anymore at the sort of things that Amazon suggests for me on the webpage and in the app. But I look at what happened when the authorities, the legal authorities, wanted Echo recordings for a criminal case. And Amazon said, nope, not going to do it unless you've got a court order. And with Apple's even stronger stance on privacy, I want to believe, and I'm not totally naive, but I want to believe that, yes, Siri is beholden to Apple. It's a commercial venture. But I think that with the privacy stance that Apple carries, it will be a safer alternative than even the Echo is now.
I agree.
Yeah, I agree. I think that privacy is, for Apple, a big marketing point. I think for the average consumer, it doesn't matter right now because I think the average user is not grasping the gravity of the situation. So they're not really seeing this as a big deal. But I think that's slowly changing over time.
I'm not sure if it's a matter of they aren't grasping it or if they're just holding the philosophy of, I don't have anything to hide.
That's such a bad philosophy to have.
I agree. It is. Yeah,
just because you don't have anything to hide doesn't mean that everything in your life should be open to whoever wants it.
Yeah.
Well, I was talking to my wife about this and explaining the article to her, and I said, I could foresee a day when a 9-year-old is sitting in the living room playing with her toys, him or her, and they're all alone, and they're allowed to talk to this voice assistant. Mm-hmm. And the child, and this is next generation version 2 of these devices that are a little more, can put things into better context and aren't just doing keyword responses. I did a test on Siri. I'm so sad that the Washington Capitals lost their 7th game. And Siri came back and said, the Washington Capitals are not playing anymore. They lost to the Penguins 3-2. We were something the other night. The next game is such and such. So it was a very isolated context. Fail.
Yeah.
But my imagining is that this young person is sitting there playing and says, hey, Alexa. Yes. I saw Daddy hit my mommy last night and she was crying. You know, what do you think? And Alexa says, well, you know, here's a phone number for family emergency services, or maybe there's some level of counseling going on if they ever get to that point, you know, or some warm response. Mm-hmm. But it's recorded and there's keyword searches going on. And next thing you know, because, you know, there's sensitivity to threats on Twitter and so on, that, you know, the police show up at the door and the dad's arrested. So that may be an extreme case. But in my experience, what happens is these technologies grow. They get more sophisticated, more complicated. There's more stuff going on behind the scenes. There's new energy behind every technology development. And these things grow and they mushroom and new business opportunities are created and temptations occur. Nothing ever stays the same forever. And so while we may have warm fuzzies right now because of Apple's affirmations about privacy and because of the low level of sophistication of these services, what's going to happen over time is that they're going to grow and grow and become more complex and sophisticated. And then there's going to be more business opportunities and then things are going to happen. And then we've suddenly realized it's out of control.
Okay. Yeah. I need both you guys to hold it right there because holy crap, I'm loving this. But I need to talk about iMazing because they're a sponsor and they are, it is a fantastic app. And it's available for your Mac. It's available for Windows. And what it does is it lets you get at all of that stuff that's on your iOS devices that you really, really want, but are just too frustrated dealing with iTunes to try and get at. And in some cases, you really can't even get at it with iTunes. So let's say that you have a voice message that you want to save because it's from someone special and you never want to lose that. You can use iMazing and get into all your voicemail and get out the recording for, you know, from that message. You can go and get chats, text message chats, and save those out. You can get at here's a good one. Let's say you have a game that doesn't synchronize its data among your devices, and you don't want to lose that data because you don't want to have to start over. Go in and get those files so that you can restore them if you need to. And if you need to just do full device backups, where you get to control all of it, iMazing. It's the bomb. And I just love that it's an app that's easy to use. It gets you the stuff that you want off your device. It lets you put stuff on your device. You can manage your photos and your iBooks content with iMazing. It's just a fantastic app. Jeff, what do you say it is?
iMazing is amazing.
Well, there you go. Okay, so here's what you can do, not what you can do. Here's what you should do. Here's what you need to do. You need to go to the iMazing website. That's iMazing.com/TDO. You can download a free trial version and see if it does what you want. Get this, even if you don't buy it, you can still use the trial version as a really powerful backup tool for your iOS devices. I think that's just fantastic that they let you do that for free. But you're going to want to buy it because it's that useful. And when you go to that URL, iMazing.com/TDO, you're going to be able to get a 20% discount. That's good for a single-user license and for group licenses as well. So head on over to that website, iMazing.com/TDO. Get your copy of iMazing today. You will be glad that you have it. Even if you don't use it today, you're going to need to use it at some point because trust me, iTunes is going to screw up your content, and you'll be able to use iMazing to get the stuff back that iTunes screwed up. So go check it out, iMazing.com/TDO. Thank you, iMazing, for being our sponsor.
What's really cool is that right now, iMazing is the only way Windows users can transfer files from their PCs to their iPhones.
You wrote an article about this.
I did.
I'm going to make sure there's a link to that in the show notes.
Yep.
Yes. So there you go. That's another reason to have this fantastic app. Okay. So I wanted you guys to stop for a second because I wanted to talk about iMazing, but also because I needed to kind of process what you guys were saying. And it has me a little bit concerned now because the scenario that you gave, John, where a child is looking at their Echo, their Siri box, their Google Home, whatever it is, as a friend or a companion in the house, and so they talk to it just as if it was just another person in the house. Now, in the scenario you presented, the dad in that scenario, because he had hit the mom, he absolutely deserves to go to jail.
Oh yeah, I don't want to be misunderstood here. I don't condone this kind of behavior.
Oh no, I totally get it. Yeah,
I meant to say is that there are legal methods for dealing with this, and it's wrong to do something like that. But what's going to happen is that society isn't quite ready to deal with these indirect ways of having it happen. So if the mother called the police, you don't file a complaint, all well and good. Right. And the father, you know, if Alexa was a conduit for an arrest, I wouldn't say that would be a bad thing. It's just that these kinds of things are unexpected examples of the way technology can be misused or used in surprising and unexpected ways that bypass normal social norms that raise alarms about what constraints should be placed on the technology. That's all I'm saying.
No, and I totally get it. And that's that's the part that got me a little creeped out, because right now states have a system in the whole legal process where if you have a significant other, a family member that you're confiding very personal information in, that person in most cases can't be compelled to divulge that information.
Mm-hmm.
How does that apply when you are treating a voice assistant appliance in the very same way, and you're telling these devices in confidence this very personal information that if it was a human, it should not be shared in court?
Just one example. Well phrased.
Yeah.
That's just one vector of concern. Yep.
Or do these connected devices become mandatory reporters like teachers and counselors are?
Well, given the FBI's concern about how, you know, they should be able to break into any computer or any iPhone or any smartphone by law and overrule your right to privacy, you can imagine a scenario where the government says, well, you said it. We have a right to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the devices in their current state are not devices that are exhibiting what I would consider to be true artificial intelligence, especially right. Devices like the Echo. All it's doing is parsing words,
right?
And triggering based on words. It is there's no intelligence happening there. People get really frustrated with Siri because it doesn't do what they want. And I think part of the problem is that because Siri is actually using some level of artificial intelligence, we get very frustrated because we expect it to do even more, and we're at a very rudimentary stage still.
But what happens in 2025 when these devices are very sophisticated and they border on Ava-like intelligence or Lieutenant Commander-like intelligence, Lieutenant Commander
right.
Data?
Right.
What happens then? Who is their loyalty to? The builder or the family? How does that going to go?
The primary limitation right now, at least with Siri, is that your queries and directives aren't saved. As soon as that particular interaction is done, it's deleted. That limits Siri's intelligence.
What if they decide that they have to retain that data in order to put
exactly.
it to do into context? As I said, the evolution of technology.
Right. And then where do they save it? Do they save it on the servers where it's not under your control? Or do they save it on your device where it takes up storage space on your device?
These are the questions on my mind.
Mm-hmm. They're good questions.
All right. So, Jeff, do you think, just based on, and I know I'm totally putting you on the spot here, do you think mm-hmm. Apple's heading down the right path with the way they're handling voice assistant technology?
Yes, I do. As long as they hold to their privacy mandates. If they change that, then they're going the wrong direction.
All right. I'm with you. Let me temper my statement a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I believe, based on what we have seen so far and the statements that Apple has made, that Siri is headed down a path that is going to be more respectful of our privacy than other voice assistants. I think that Amazon is following in Apple's footsteps, although currently it will be much easier to step out of that box and
right.
And open up our information because of what they need to store. I'm not trusting Google to protect our privacy.
No.
In a meaningful way. And unfortunately, they may be doing a lot to protect our privacy with voice interaction, but they have a track record that tells me otherwise.
They've got a bad track record, and even though I use Google for a lot of things, I will not ever have Google Home in my home.
Yeah, I'm not interested in having Google Home in my home. And that said, I have two Echo Dots in my home. And if Apple releases a Siri device, like we're expecting them to at least announce at Worldwide Developers Conference in June, I will probably get that. No, let's just be honest here. I'll get that, and then I'll be torn on what I'm going to use for all my voice interaction. So I'm clearly willing to let these companies have their monitoring devices in my home. I guess what it comes down to is, what's the threshold for me where I lose my comfort versus convenience versus security? And apparently right now, Google is that threshold.
Right.
Okay, so we're kind of out of time. I guess I should kind of summarize, or at least see if I can come to some sort of conclusion based on where we've gone with this today. And by the way, I've loved this discussion. And I guess where I have come to with this as of now is that I'm excited to see where this technology should go or will go, but I'm also very concerned about the social implications it's going to have on our personal lives and our privacy.
Good summary.
Yep.
All right. Well, John, thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Jeff, thank you for being here as well.
My pleasure as always.
And of course, I'll have links to both of your articles in today's show notes, and they're both excellent reads. And I'm so glad that I get to work with people like you every single day, because it's great to bask in incredible intelligence and insight.
Seriously. Thank you.
And iMazing, thank you for being our sponsor today and all week. I mentioned a couple times this week that iMazing has saved my butt with my iTunes library, and it's totally true. And it's been a great resource for making sure that all the data that I need to get at on my iOS devices, I can just totally do it. You guys need to get this. It's an app Apple should have made, but I'm glad that someone did. So iMazing.com/TDO and get 20% off your copy. Listeners, thank you for being here. We'll see everyone again on Monday.